You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome back to another J Top 10 Artists of the Month episode featuring La Art and Shell. Legendary Japanese rock band La Art and Shell was formed almost 3 decades ago in Osaka in 1991. To date, La Art and Shell, also known as Laruku to fans, has released 14 studio albums and 46 singles, with over 40 million records sold, becoming one of the most popular and influential bands in Japan while amassing a loyal cult following around the world. In the very beginning, bassist Tetsuya recruited Hyde, who was actually then a guitarist in another band named Jerusalem's Roar. Guitarist Hiro and drummer Pero followed. Hiro and Pero both left the band in 1992, setting Tetsuya on a mission to convince his childhood friend Ken to quit his university architect major 2 months before graduation and join the band as its lead guitarist. Immediately after Ken's arrival, the recording of their first single commenced, called Flood of Tears. The band recruited Sakura as drummer the following year. In April 1st of 1993, the band released their debut independent album, Dune. At the very start, La Art and Shell was primarily a visual K band but quickly moved on from the genre. Then in 1994, they released their major debut studio album, Tierra, followed by a third album, Heavenly, in 1995. But it was their fourth studio album, True, released in 1996 that became their first to sell over 1 million copies. In 1997, Sakura left the band following an arrest for heroin possession. But after a short hiatus, the band returned with a tour titled Reincarnation 97 Live in Tokyo Dome, introducing Yukihiro, a former member of Z-Kill and Die in Cries. The concert was also the group's first performance at Tokyo Dome, with a sold-out attendance of 56,000 people. In 2001, La Art and Shell entered an unofficial hiatus. Each member began their own solo careers, returning after 3 years for a series of 7 concerts titled Shibuya 7 Days in June and July of 2003. At the end of the concert's conclusion, they announced their studio album Smile, which was released in March of 2004, which was also the same year they made their North American debut as part of their Smile tour in Baltimore. Fast forward to 2011, as part of their 20th celebration tour, La Art and Shell put on a 20th La Anniversary concert at Ajinomoto Stadium in Tokyo, each day dedicated to one half of their career. All proceeds were donated to the Great East Japan Earthquake Relief efforts. Celebrations continued with a world tour that led La Art and Shell to become the first Japanese act to headline Madison Square Garden in 2012, further fueling Hyde's desire to break the US market. For a band that has constantly pushed out great music and to build their popularity with sold-out arena tours and their special concerts like La Art Christmas, and with each member having a very impressive solo career, such as Hyde with Vamps, Soap, Tetsu, Acid Android, Creature, it's no surprise that La Art and Shell is considered to be one of the biggest bands in this world. On today's episode, I'll be giving everyone a very, very broad taste of La Art and Shell's music, and a lot of these recordings on this episode are either studio recordings or live versions from their 25th anniversary tour held in 2017 at Tokyo Dome. The reason I'm doing this is because Larkin Shell is a very, very amazing band to listen to live. I say this without having seen them live before, but I've seen like enough music videos or like live recordings to understand how great they are. They are such great entertainers on stage. So let's kickstart this episode. Hey! Before we continue with the rest of this episode, I would like to just let you know that our annual listener survey is out. We want to hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, as well as learn more about you, the listener. It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will select a random survey entrant to receive a free $50 Costco cash card or $50 Amazon gift card. And did you know you don't even need to be a Costco member to use the cash card? For full details on the survey, head on over to jtop10.jp/survey. Now, our translator Mickey will make this announcement for our Japanese listeners.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見を聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカード、もしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくは Japan Top 10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
By the way, have you ever thought about joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast? Head on over to our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions are available. Up next is your 2004 single, Ready, Steady, Go.
Second,
Ready Steady Go can be found on their 9th studio album Smile, which includes 4 alternate versions, each one omitting a band member, such as a heightless version featuring no vocals, a Yukihiro-less version with no percussions, etc. Ready Steady Go was written by the band's bassist Tetsuya and became the 18th biggest selling single of 2004 in Japan. The song was used as the second opening theme song for the anime series Full Metal Alchemist. Next up is also another song released in 2004, Hitomi no Junin.
Could recall.
Hitomi no Junin also comes off the album Smile, the band's first original studio album after a prolonged hiatus released after solo activities of each band member. Hitomi no Junin, in English means Living in Your Eyes, was the band's 24th single and has music composed by Tetsu and lyrics by Hyde. According to Ken, it was recorded at the same time as Anemone, a beautiful new track that is included on the compilation album Clicked Singles Best 13 released in 2001. This song was used as the closing track to the band's 25th anniversary concert tour in 2017 held at Tokyo Dome. By the way, are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Also, would you like to advertise on our show too? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. Don't worry, we have advertising costs that will definitely fit your company's budget. Find out full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, also Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And we're now in the last leg of our entire Le Arc episode. It's all going to be live performances from now on, by the way. So coming in at number 3 is their 1998 single, Honey. Honey was the 12th single released by Larkin and Shell and was released simultaneously with Shinsoku Lose Control, which is included on the soundtrack of the film Godzilla. Honey was used as the NTT Kansai Communication Network commercial song and is considered to be Larkin's best-selling single as it reached number 2 in Japan in its first week, losing only to Beez's Home but achieved number 1 in the following week. During Hyde's 2019 solo activities, he re-released a new version of Honey as a B-side to Capcom's Devil May Cry 5 collaboration single, Mad Qualia. Up next is an incredible Le Arc classic, it's their 1994 single, Blurry Eyes. Paradise comes off the band's second studio album, Tierra, and is considered to be one of, but if not the band's trademark song. Blurry Eyes was used in the anime series DNA 2, which was based on a science fiction manga series written and illustrated by Masakazu Katsura, which was serialized in Shueisha's Weekly Shonen Jump magazine between 1993 and 1994. During live performances of this iconic song, Hyde would usually play a whistle and then he will throw it into the crowd. Are you tired of hearing advertising on our podcast like this? Why not join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month and stand a chance to hear double the amount of songs on this episode? For more details, check out our website at jtop10.jp/club. So the last song on this special J-Top 10 Artists of the Month Patreon requested episode is their 1999 single, Driver's High. Drive Us High is the most streamed song by Le Arc and Shell and is a live performance classic. It comes off their sixth studio album, Arc, released also in 1999, and it's their 18th single released on August 11th, 1999 too. It was used as the first opening theme song for the anime series Great Teacher Onizuka, based on the manga series GTO written and illustrated by Toru Fujisawa, which was originally serialized in the Weekly Shonen magazine from 1997 to 2002. Driver's High has also been included in the 2001 PS game Gegitotsu Toma Le Arc, Toma Runner vs. Le Arc and Shell, a Japan-exclusive racing game for the PlayStation. The sequel to Toma Runner includes members of Le Arc and Shell as playable characters, where each member voices the in-game characters of themselves. And that's the end of this episode, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it, because this was actually requested by one of our Patreon donors. Thank you so much, Asad, for sending in your requests for this Le Arc and Shell episode. I've really enjoyed myself going through all of their old and new songs. Personally and biasedly, my most favorite Le Arc song is their 1993 single, I think, Fourth Avenue Cafe, which was featured in the anime series Rurouni Kenshin, also known as Samurai X to most. So yeah, I've enjoyed going through the entire repertoire. For those who do not know Le Arc and Shell, welcome to the fandom. I'm not their biggest fan, like as if I'm not like a number one fan, but you cannot enjoy the Japanese music industry without having come across Le Arc and Shell. They are heavyweights, juggernauts. They have influenced so many other Japanese rock bands that have come after them, and also Visual K bands, because if you've never seen them live before, you can find tons of live footage performances of them on YouTube. You can see their stage presence, their stage setting, their costumes. Whatever they do, it's always high-end capacity performances. It's amazing. And Hyde is a great vocalist. He's so good in a band and as a soloist, and he's so hot. Yeah, oh my god. So thank you very much for tuning in into this J-Top 10 Artists of the Month episode featuring Le Arc and Shell. For all the J-Rock music listeners out there, this one's for you. I want more, please, maybe the Gazette down the line. Anyway, I would like to let you know that our biannual Big 50 countdown is just out in a few days. We are celebrating the end of this decade, which is the Heisei era, and it will feature the biggest hits that you've heard so far in J-Top 10 from the last 10 years. Well, almost 10 years, so from 2010 onwards. This episode is sponsored by Kawaii Box, who will be bringing this massive episode to all of you. Also, don't forget to fill out our listener survey for your chance to win a free $50 Costco cash card or $50 Amazon gift card. Share your thoughts about potential changes to our show at jtop10.jp/survey. And I'll see you next month in August. Bye, guys. Japan Top 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.